Unit 3, Lesson 5, Exercise 3.
Right, thank you very much for coming, and I hope you found the session useful. Now, if there are any questions, I'll be here for a few minutes if anyone wants to discuss anything.
I have this essay to write, and I'm finding it a real struggle. Could you give me a few tips?
Sure. Gosh, where do I start? OK, well, a common mistake new students often make is about the purpose of an essay. An essay is basically a question which needs an answer. I mean, it isn't an opportunity for you to show how much you know about a particular subject. So if you don't actually answer the question, you'll fail the task, however good your writing is. A lot of people forget this.
I see. That makes sense. So, what's the best way of preparing to write an essay, do you think?
Well, the first thing I would do is analyse the title. I think it's helpful to underline any key words and work out what you're actually being asked to do. Then decide whether the title indicates a clear structure to you. For example, is it a for and against essay, or are you being asked to compare and contrast, or even offer solutions to a problem?
OK, thanks. That's good. Then what do you recommend I do next?
Well, then I think you should make some notes. Start by writing the exact title at the top of a new sheet of paper to focus your attention, and then brainstorm your ideas. I find it's helpful for students to get into the habit of starting with a topic area and just noting down any topic vocabulary which comes to mind.
Oh, OK. That's a good idea. What next?
Well, I suggest that you ask yourself questions such as, what do I already know? What do I need to find out? Get all your ideas down on paper, however crazy they may seem. Then organise your notes. It's really important that you have a clear and logical structure in your mind before you start writing.
Yeah, I think that's one of my problems, getting to that. Thank you very much.
That's okay.
I was wondering if you could give me some advice on how I should go about actually writing the essay.
Sure. A good approach to writing is what I call the beginning, middle, and end approach. I think that good essays tend to follow this.
Oh, right. What does that mean?
Right, I'll explain. I think at the beginning, or in the first paragraph, you should restate the question in your own words and introduce the topic. The next 2, 3, or 4 paragraphs are the middle or main part of the essay, where you state the arguments for and against the proposition, or offer solutions to the problem. The third part and final paragraph is a conclusion, where you should refer back to the question and offer your own opinion if that is appropriate.
That's useful. Thanks very much. Is there anything special about academic writing that we should think about?
Let's think. Yes, firstly, most questions involve some kind of comparison and contrast, if only looking at the for and against of something, or assessing which solution to a problem is better. Secondly, good academic writing will have a logical argument and guide the reader through the argument, using examples and supporting ideas with examples where necessary and appropriate. You should also put similar ideas in a single paragraph. You know, all the reasons for a particular thing, that sort of thing.
OK, great, thanks.
Could I ask about the language itself?
Good point. Most important, academic writing tends to be neutral in tone.
Neutral? What exactly do you mean?
Well, you need to stand back and to appear to look at the question from a distance, to be emotionally detached. A good way of achieving this is to leave yourself out of your writing. Don't keep writing, "I think," but instead use phrases like, "It is clear that," and "It is obvious that," "This shows that," "It is true that," and so on. You can put in your own experience, but it's often better to make this sound more general by introducing personal opinions and experiences with phrases like, "For many people," and "A lot of men, women, younger people find..." Passive structures are often used because they help to give that distance and objectivity. Finally, you should avoid abbreviations and contractions if it's a formal academic essay.
Well, thanks very much. You've really been helpful. I think I'm ready to make a start now.
No problem. I hope it helps.